So this is the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, and tonight we're going to be connecting with the Council of Archangelic Realms, CAR, C-A-R, and they're going to be dealing with the 8 sacred principles of leadership, which we at the Angel News Network think are very timely with the political situation that's happening in America and what's really going on worldwide with governments and conflicts and shifts and changes of what's happening on the planet and happening culturally. So we will go through it. I'm Philip. I'll go into trance to connect with them, and Joel and Sam will deal with these 8 principles. You can ask us questions after each one, or wait to the end if you have questions about how these principles affect you, your personal life, or what you're experiencing in the collective. Reminding you all, we meet every other Thursday, so that means next Thursday we're not meeting, but the following Thursday we are. And you can access our schedule on the Center for Spiritual Living's website or the Angel News Network. So it's 5 minutes after. Shall we start?
Yeah, do we have to move the phone each
time? Yeah, I think so. So I'm going to go into trance here and allow the Council of Archangelic Realms to identify themselves. Welcome to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. So I'm going to go into trance, and we're going to begin this and have our divine discussion, our dialogue. Here we go. Greetings, beloved humans, upon the surface of this divine planet, learning to love self, self being a reflection of all that there is, and through the human contract that you have signed up upon of being human upon this particular planet. The mission and the purpose of this planet is to learn to facilitate and to be love. Love being the highest frequency within creation, the building block of all that there is. So we have designated this particular planet the Loveiversity. We are the Council of Archangelic Realms. We are responsible for the Archangelic Realms, many names which you know, such as Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, Uriel. We have been with you always and throughout your creation of time. Time that allows you to know the experience of being human within this frequency of existence, this denser frequency of existence from which we come. You have had so many lifetimes and civilization experiences on this particular planet. It is time that the end game, the timeline end of this process of being human on this particular planet. As many of you are aware and has been taught through this endeavor called the Angel News Network, this particular planet has been seeded and originated by 12 different star systems. All the other planets within your solar system have been seeded by one star system each. Thus, they have completed their ascension process and, if you will, in your vernacular, are waiting for your turn. You are taking a longer period of time because of the integration of these 12 star systems. That is what is taking place. We of the Archangelic Realms and many other higher realms have worked in concert with the creation of this planet and the bringing of humanity to this particular planet. So here you are within the final Earth years, the final 2,000 Earth years of the reality of being human on this planet as you have known it. Your clock began ticking in your year 2012, and from that point on, it will be the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet. Some of you will make a decision in this lifetime to ascend to a higher state of being. Others of you will take another lifetime or another lifetimes. If you are noticing, there are many opportunities and choices being made for many human beings to leave the frequency at this time, through war, through disease, through suicide, through many choices, in order to continue their ascension process in a higher frequency of existence, leaving this frequency, going to the fourth dimension, the astral, the psychic. So here you are, right where you need to be, in perfect divine order. The reason we chose to come to you at this time through this particular channel in this teaching, which is an aspect of another communication that we'll be coming forward to you, that has been a joint effort of the Angel News Network. Several divine souls came together to bring the teachings within this new book called Divine Discussions to you. But here you are, in the throes of upheaval and chaos, shifting and changing your density into a higher frequency of existence. In your United States of America, you are involved in one of the most confrontational, dualistic political environments since the creation of the country. So we felt it would be appropriate, if you will, to share with you what we require, if you will, in the higher realms to be in a position of leadership for each of these principles, eight being the divine feminine, are an aspect, a cornerstone, a foundation, if you will, of allowing divine leadership, allowing sacred leadership. By employing each one of these aspects in the state of being of the individual, which mirrors and reflects out to the collective. What you have right now, dear ones, are wounded little boys and little girls running your world with some dangerous tools, with some dangerous weapons. The aspect of the relationship with self, mastering self, becomes critical in order to lead. So you have a planet filled with individuals who have chosen not to go through an examination of self, a deep examination of self, and as a result of that, they are reflecting their wounds and the defenses that they have created around these wounds out into your world, and you have the state of affairs which you are experiencing worldwide. Many of you would agree that the world is not the way you would like it to be. Your world is separated and dualistic as a result of the wounded little boys and little girls being in a position of power, attempting to control what they did not create, not knowing and realizing you cannot control what you did not create. So what we would like to do is to go through each one of these principles, have a little discussion about it, if you will, answer any questions that you may have personally or collectively about a specific principle, and in your vernacular, take it from there. So these principles are going to be divided 4 in the masculine energy and 4 in the feminine energy with the support of the divine souls present with us at this time. So let us begin with principle number 1.
Okay, the first principle of leadership, leaders need to be involved in a continuous process of self-mastery / knowledge. Most of your leaders today do not know their purpose in being here, that is who they are and why they are here, and are involved in selfish or controlling hidden pursuits.
The higher realms have gifted to humanity self-mastery and life mastery tools and messages to allow you to heal this unhealed aspect of self within yourself. It has been a focus of the archangelic realms, Gabriel and Michael and Uriel and Raphael, for we to bring these teachings of the healing of self again for you to begin to understand the self is a reflection of all that there is, yourself, myself, self. It is through self that you're experiencing all that you need to experience to eventually free yourself from the self. The self is contained within your emotional, your mental, and your physical bodies within your 3D existence of time and distance, dear ones. But when you make your transition, your ascension into a higher frequency, none of this will be there. You will be in a higher state of existence, realizing and knowing you do not need to learn through your emotional and your mental and your physical bodies any further. What you're in the process of mastering at this time is to know exactly what an emotion is, an emotive feeling, in order to experience it, in order for it to lead you to your divine path through your resonance and discernment, to come to the conclusion that you are not that emotion. And to begin to see and know the relationship of the emotion creating a thought that affects the energy flow that maintains and sustains physical life within your body and creates what you call disease. It is that wisdom, or that lack of wisdom, if you will, of not understanding the energy component of self and how the emotional and the mental body affects it. We of the archangelic realms of Gabriel have brought you these teachings. And the individuals involved in this endeavor called the Angel News Network have brought these teachings out into the world en masse. All of this is available to you. All that you need to know, about all of which we will be sharing tonight, is available to you in great detail. So we ask you, if you choose to access that information, and if you so choose through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, to apply it. And within that process, dear ones, to accept with compassion and forgive how you have chosen to learn. Your ascension process will not be one of a straight line. You may take one or two steps forward and a half a step back. That's okay. You're all exactly where you need to be within that process. You will all arrive at that ascension destination. How and when you get there will be up to each one of you individually, realizing that each one of you is an indispensable aspect of all that there is, or, quite simply, you wouldn't be here. You have heard us say many times before, if God is all there is, then you are it, because you are an aspect of creation creating. It has been that wisdom and information that has been repeatedly kept from you and disavowed and weakened your ability to know exactly who you are and why you're here. You're divine spiritual beings having a human experience. You're here to express your talents and gifts into world service, which we'll get into later with one of the principles. Are there any questions about number one?
No, I think it was clear. We'll go on to number two.
Number two. Leaders need to fully know and apply the true nature, purpose of leadership to be in compassionate world service. Most of your leaders today are all about the me and not the we.
So you're moving in your evolutionary process of being human, a human being, of moving from a me consciousness, which has allowed you to survive within the past, to transcend that, you realize it's not just a matter of a survival, but it's a matter of ascending into a higher frequency, and that is done through the we, a unified fourth wheel of unity, realizing that all things are affected by each other. What affects one, you've heard, affects all. This wisdom is sorely missing within your present leadership. At the end of these eight principles, you will come to know and realize that if they are all fully activated within those who you so choose to be your leaders, you will create the shift, the new paradigm shift of communities of equality, harmony, and balance you say you wish to have. It will begin with each one of you making a choice, the best choice you can, of who those leaders will be. And just perhaps, dear ones, it will not come from the established order that you have at this time. It may necessitate a creation of a new paradigm completely, not to intersect with the old, but to create a parallel path of the new which transcends the old. For intersecting with the old will create conflict. But having a new paradigm path moving parallel to the old and transcending it will be an assured way of creating the world you say you want. Are there any questions about number two?
You make the statement that most of your leaders today are all about the me and not the we. And earlier you made an observation about the current presidential campaign being confrontational and destructive. It seems to me what we're hearing a lot of, especially on the Republican side, and I'll be very open about that, is how they continually appeal to the me of the voters, to the selfish instincts of all of us, and put us in confrontation, me against you, that kind of thing. Isn't that kind of thing a signpost of who is really in the me, that those who are appealing to that in each one of the voters?
Yes, dear one. It's an old trick of those who attempt to control you. If they keep you in chaos, if they keep you in conflict with one another, and of course the most extreme example of that is war, then you can't see beyond the smoke and mirrors. They appeal to the base wounded elements of your emotional bodies. And as a result of that, attempt to have control over humanity. This is the folly of humanity, that all of these leaders who attempt to control through the me always, in your vernacular, crash and burn after an extended period of time. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Without going into a major discussion of it, because I don't want to drag you into that, but could you shed any light at all on your reference to a new paradigm that you suggested might be required?
As an essential aspect of the ascension process of your planet moving from a dense carbon-based reality in you as well as human beings into a lighter frequency, it requires, and what is essential, is moving into equality, harmony, and balance, which is a higher frequency of the dualistic separation and confrontational environments that you're creating now. And later we will also get in that includes the abuse of the planet herself. Does that help you?
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
I know you said later that you'll get into that, but do you have any suggestions on how we can specifically assist in creating that parallel reality to usurp what's going on right now?
It all goes back to self, healing the wounds, becoming aware of the ego defenses around the wounds within yourself, and mirroring that vibration, that frequency, out into the world, into the collective, beginning with the power of one. Realizing that matters. Your one is an aspect of oneness that matters. So begin with the healing of the relationship with self, which is how humanity chose to experience being on this particular planet. You have been connected with We of the Higher Realms directly in many past golden ages, Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and many others. And because of the mental body's capacity to believe it could do it a better way, you have lost that disconnection. What the intention is at this point and what is needed at this point is a permanent healing of self so that the connection to the higher realms cannot be lost. The true we will come together when humanity connects with the higher realms that maintain and sustain it. The stepping stone to that is the healing of the self, allowing that to move into world service, planetary service, and moving out into solar system service, galactic service, universal, multiversal, and so on. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. And when you said we need to achieve a permanent healing, have you got any suggestions on how we can do that? Because I know everybody in the room is working on themselves. I personally would love to know how I can reach that permanent healing.
As we have said, dear one, it starts with a personal inner journey of self. When you have achieved individually the life you say you want, when you have balanced your emotional and your mental bodies and your physical body, where there is no need for disease, and ultimately where there is no need for death. For death is the last hurdle that humanity has to jump over. You can begin with self. Mirror that healed, loving relationship of self out to others. Create communities of equality, harmony, and balance around you. And if you so choose to your talents and gifts to bring that further out into the world on a local, state, national, or world capacity, dear one, does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to number three. Leaders need to apply the concepts of unity consciousness, knowing the interconnectedness of all things into oneness. Your present leaders are largely not aware of the integration of all things on this planet. What affects one affects all.
That is the core wisdom that is missing. And the arrogance and the ignorance of humanity is that you can destroy one aspect of creation on your planet, be it trees, be it animals, be it one another, without it affecting the other. We would like for you to stop and just contemplate, dear ones, that every conscious living being on your planet, humanity, plants, animals, crystals, all are conscious beings who made a conscious choice to be here, to allow the system that, as you know, is planet Earth to exist. There is nothing here by accident. An example of that might be the destruction of the insect, the bee. And you're beginning to realize through the pesticides and herbicides that have attempted to destroy this species that it is interrupting the whole supply of your food chain would be one example. Or the ignorance of not understanding how the mammals within your oceans, your whales, your porpoises, your dolphins, are divine beings who came here from another galaxy to be the stewards of the intricate system of your planet, your oceans. In reality, there is very little that you know about the existence and the interrelationship of all life forms on your planet. So you're learning what is through one, what is not. By destroying one, you begin to see how it sets something essential to life out of balance. There's an easier way to learn than through this loss. by realizing everything here has a purpose. Everything here has a right to be here. And it's the arrogance and the arrogance as an ego defense of not being confident or good enough or worthy enough, that has created this imbalance of humanity, of mankind believing it was better or more powerful or more intelligent or even more divine than the other life forces that are here. When the microscope was invented, a whole world of the unseen was revealed to you. You're also in the process now of realizing there are many dimensions of existence. They're also in the process of being revealed to you as we come through to you now. You're in the process of learning there's wisdom to be gained beyond the human mind, that the human mind is a receiver of these higher realms wisdoms that are gifted and given to humanity to be received and shared with others. Does that help you, dear one?
You know, we're talking about leadership here, and you brought up the presidential campaign. So naturally, I'm relating all of these principles and concepts to the candidates who are holding themselves up as potential leaders of the United States. And I have to name who it is, because the Republicans have been unabashed about making disparaging comments about people in relation to race and sex and religion and sexuality and nationality, all those things that divide people. And you have the statement very clearly here about the interconnectedness of all things into oneness.
So these individuals, and dear one, it is not just your presidential campaign, even though we may be focusing on that. It's your leaders worldwide who are already in positions of power, or leaders who may come. What's prevalent in your current events is what's happening within your presidential race at this particular time in your United States. But it's happening on a mass scale worldwide, that these individuals, in an attempt to become elected in something that which is not even a true democracy, are appealing to the base wound and the base defenses of those around them. It is how your tyrannical dictators of the past came into power. What you're having largely taking place is voting against something instead of for something. If you can begin to see this taking place, and you can begin to look within your history and see where it has happened before, that applied knowledge of your past can become wisdom in your present. Let us say this again, dear ones. You have very little wisdom in your world because you're not applying the knowledge of the past. This is an essential aspect of leadership within the higher realms. We have crystalline libraries that can remind us of all of the events of the past, and many of them were much more extreme than what you're experiencing now, that remind us instantaneously of what worked and what didn't work. Killing doesn't work. Attempting to control others doesn't work. Not honoring and valuing everyone and everything upon the planet which is present here doesn't work. You've had enough examples of this, this knowledge, if you will, and you're choosing at this time within your maturation process as a species not to apply that knowledge into wisdom. This is why we wish to bring to you these sacred principles of leadership at this time, to attempt to awaken you and assist you within your ascension process. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I have a question. You're talking about the parallel reality that we can create by being, thinking, and living in the we and not the me. And I know Greg Braden discusses that it takes only the square root of 1% to make that kind of change. I'm wondering if you might comment on that.
Well, you can use those mathematical terms, or it can be stated this way. Through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which is a divine right that you've been given, and the divine aspect of your DNA and RNA, which many forces have attempted to manipulate on these two variables, you can make a choice through your resonance and your discernment of what works best. For within your resonance, stored within your heart space and how you feel about something, is the truth of who you need to be. You can combine that with the discernment within your mental body and allow it to assist you in the path that you may choose. Does that help you?
Okay, well, I guess I was just asking specifically if you might be able to give us a general idea of, like, how many will it take of us that are thinking and living and being this way to make that kind of shift?
It will happen when you have become sick and tired of being sick and tired and not affecting the shift. So we ask you, as you look around your personal and your collective life, is this the world you wish to create? Or have you given your power away in a herd mentality to others who do not represent who you feel and discern who you are and represent why you're here? And if the answer to that is no, then we ask you, why aren't you making other choices to select individuals to be your leaders who reflect this truth? And begin to dissolve the forces that attempt to control and an attempt to be in power at this particular time. It is that consciousness from the self to the community, to the collective, to the world that will allow this shift to take place. Does that help you?
I think what Sam was going for, if I could just ask for her, we've talked in the past with other entities about a tipping point that might happen. And I think what Sam was asking about is what percentage of the population needs a shift in consciousness for this tippiness, the hundred monkeys, so to speak, to take over, where all of a sudden, instead of 30% of the people, 100% of them have a shift in consciousness. Can you comment about that?
Within the last 50 years, you have evolved more towards this shift than you have in the last 1,000 years. This is a result of the expedition of the ascension process of the planet herself. So as these energies from the core of the planet radiate out and other energies come in from we of the higher realms, in this particular case, the archangelics, come down, this is expediting and, in your vernacular, speeding up the process. There is no set number for the shift to take place. But you can look at the pie, as many of you have, as a third, a third, a third. A third of you wish to be a part of the shift and understand what's going on. A third wish to maintain and sustain what is and resist change. And a third has no idea what is going on. So it will come from the third who wish to assist and shift and who are conscious and awake to be a part of it. Because of the expedition of the ascension process of the planet, each year, and as has been revealed to you, this 2016 is a very special year of your star seeds coming in, this will increase. As has been explained to you through this endeavor called the Angel News Network, in this year 2016, each of the star systems on a monthly basis are coming into the Earth fields again to assist this process. So you are reintegrating the systems that seeded the planet, which will expedite that process. How long that takes and how many of you to achieve it will be up to you, each one of you individually. But here's the good news. It appears that it is happening and increasing on an unprecedented rate, that more of you are waking up than ever before through not resonating with the way things are. If you look at your immigration pattern on your particular planet right now, you're having more of humanity move and shift around than it has in the last of your 1,000 Earth years, let's say. As a result of this, more cultures are being integrated and exposed, and you're moving more or being almost forced into, if you will, a weak consciousness and beginning to assimilate diversity into the wholeness of all that there is. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you for that.
At this time, if anyone online has any questions, just hit *6 if you're on the phone and ask your question. Does anyone have a question?
And dear ones, you can all ask for a question at the end as well.
Okay, we're moving on to *4. Leaders need to know their home planet is a living, conscious being, and they are stewards of their home. With all your concern about weather change and energy alternatives, who is speaking of this?
In your vernacular, dear ones, this is a biggie. Who has the courage, who has the wisdom amongst you to make it a life mission, to stand up and explain exactly what this planet is? That is, it a form of consciousness that came here as you did yourselves to create a home for all of the life forms that are on it in the past and at present. A living, conscious being with organs. The arrogance and ignorance of not understanding this has brought you to near annihilation many times within your evolutionary path. You have had nuclear holocaust on the surface of this planet far beyond anything you have experienced within your recorded histories, which has necessitated the creation of inner Earth, fifth dimensional civilizations. When will you wake up and acknowledge and not worry about what people think or whether they agree with you and begin to explain exactly what your home planet is? That you are all, you humans and the planet yourself, are made up of the same cosmic stuff, the same minerals, the same atoms, the same electrons, the same energy as one another. And that you are intricacy, that you're interlocked in an eternal cosmic dance. And what affects one affects all. Stand up and explain that your oil and gas are her blood, that your minerals are her nervous system, that your air and gases are her lungs. You're on the cusp of freeing yourself from annihilating the planet's organs and the use of energy, be it oil, gas, coal, or whatever, to begin to tap into the photon electromagnetic forces coming into the planet from your star, your sun, and from the interior of the planet herself, dear ones. This will facilitate enough free energy for all, which will reorganize and redefine your financial and energetic structures. There have been many individuals on your planet who were aware of this in your recent recorded histories, and this wisdom was hidden so that those who wish to control you through another energy source, which violates the organs of the planet for their capital gain. In your ancient civilizations, such as Egypt, if you look at your pyramids, dear ones, these are electromagnetic energy fields that allow a connection above and below to supply enough energy for those massive ancient civilizations such as Egypt and others. This wisdom, the supply of energy, which will not harm your planet, and there's an endless free supply of it, is available to you now, dear ones. So we of the Council of Archangelic Realms come to you and ask you, who of you wishes to step forward, become aware of this wisdom of energy, and support bringing this out into the world? There are many forces attempting to prevent this energy coming forward. But having said this, your attempt in what you call alternative energy forces such as wind and solar are a beginning step. But there's something much more efficient and readily available and powerful than wind. But solar is a beginning aspect of it. But there is a way and a technology, an affordable technology, that would allow the use of the photons of light to become readily available for all of humanity. You've had this in the past, in your past advanced civilizations. You can have it again by recognizing that it exists and making another choice to use it. Are there any questions, dear one?
I want to ask about that statement. That's a very powerful statement, of course, and of course, it would be wonderful if our leaders made it clear that we're to be stewards of our home. But I'd like to propose that would be a very challenging thing for one of our leaders to say that our home planet is a living conscious being. If someone who is aspiring to major leadership like the presidency made a statement like that, how are you prepared to support them so that they're not left out there alone to be annihilated?
Without acknowledging that the planet is a conscious living being and knowing, not believing, that we are the higher realms have always been loving and supporting humanity, the challenge of moving forward will be more difficult than it need be, dear ones. You have never been alone. You will never be alone. It has been the arrogance of the mental body and humanity that thinks it could do it a better way. You all have the ability to access things such as the Akashic Record, which contains all information that you need to move forward. All of your advancements have been a result of certain individuals as an aspect of their soul plans to receive these wisdoms to assist you in moving forward, dear one. It has never been otherwise. It will never be otherwise. Through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, we cannot force you to move at a pace beyond what you so choose through your free will. Do you understand, dear one?
So you're saying that we who have access to the higher realms would have to be the conduit of information to support any leader who would have the courage to make the statement that the planet is a living conscious being.
Well, we'd like to ask you this, dear one. What would prevent an individual in a leadership capacity to have the courage?
Because I think that the opposition would make him look like some sort of a quack.
So what would turn that around, dear one?
The kind of facts that science would accept.
No, dear one. The application of the truth. If what we are speaking of, particularly with the photon energy, was done on a test basis with one community, and humanity saw the result of that, it would just require a few brave, wise individuals to step forward with that, and you would see your 100 monkey theory take off in your vernacular and gangbusters, dear one.
Well, I think that's what I said, facts that science would accept. If we could demonstrate what you just said about the power of harnessing photons, that would be facts that science could accept.
By example of being and doing it.
Right.
And not worrying. And here's the deal, dear ones. Because this is a very important question. This divine soul is acting as a proxy for humanity by asking this question. If your relationship with self is loving and strong enough, would you really care what others think? When you look at the individuals who've moved along and made changes and said the world really isn't flat, it's round, and you're speaking truth, and you know that it is truth in relationship with yourself and what you have received from the higher realms, and you trust and know that, and you make that an aspect, an essential aspect of your soul plan to bring that out into the world. What did your Christ some 2,000 years ago bring into the world? Did this divine soul, who encapsulated the I Am Presence, the Christ consciousness, worry whether everyone believed it or not, or knew it as truth? But it set a seed that you are still in the process of germinating. But keep in mind, that seed has a timeline of germination from this point on. This ascension process is going to take place with or without you, dear ones. It is the planet herself that has initiated and originated, if you will, the ascension process. Thus, that means everything within and upon her body, including humanity, will ascend into a light crystalline body of existence, or will be somewhere else to continue their journey. Does that help you?
So you're saying if we stood in our truth, that would be a demonstration of Archangel Michael's teaching that your love for yourself powers your ability to be you.
What have you been teaching through that teaching, dear one?
That life mastery.
So we ask you, are you ready to firmly be that, courageously, to eliminate any fear, doubt, or ignorance, the monsters of mankind? And we use the word man to represent the masculine energy that has controlled the feminine energy. Fear, an absence of love. Doubt, which prevents manifestation. Ignorance, by not knowing the truth. Check in with yourselves, dear one, if you so choose, when you're trying to make a decision such as the one we are suggesting. Where is my fear? What is causing it? Where is my doubt, which will prevent the manifestation of what I say I want? And where is the ignorance? The phrase, the truth will set you free, is a reality. Truth doesn't change. Truth lies within your heart, within the wisdom of the DNA that's stored from every lifetime you've ever had. The beliefs within your mind shift and change. And the human mind is fraught with erroneous belief systems that have been perpetuated on others, towards others, for eons, i.e., you need us to connect with God. You need the government to take care of you. Trust someone you do not resonate or discern with. We ask you, as you look at your present political situation, not only within your United States, but worldwide, and ask yourself, as you look at these leaders and through the communication or transportation that's been gifted to you from the higher realms, we ask you, where is your resonance with these individuals? Where is your discernment within these individuals? And realize that will way show you to the truth, the need, and the boundary of your reality, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. Dahlia has a question.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Okay,
yes, this is of extreme interest to me about photon-like technology and the applications of it on every regard, but specifically because of the energy healing aspects of it and the application of medicine that you can use, and like, for instance, through energetic healing and all that with light and Can you expand a little bit on that and how we can make it more known to the world and more, of course, doing studies and demonstrating results from groups and things like that is an idea. But I was wondering if, for instance, we could also do things like charging water energetically and things like that and helping the planet and then putting it into the rivers or the ocean, perhaps doing group meditations and sending energy and, you know, like doing things like that on a minor scale, and then that could expand on a bigger scale by just kind of doing it behind the scenes without necessarily bringing it out to, like, the world to be called quacks, as Joel was saying, to begin with. Like, would this be something that we could do at this point in order to raise the vibration of these forces and make it a bigger effort?
You hit the key word, dear one. Vibration and frequency cosmic science. Vibration and frequency cosmic science. You're in the process of learning to master energy through vibrations and frequency. Colors and sound, as you know, are vibrations and frequencies. So the color spectrum of white light is composed of different colors with different frequencies, which have different vibrations within them, which can affect matter specifically. This is an ancient form of technology and wisdom that was used to build the pyramids and to heal human beings in the past. There is a great deal of information available to you on color healing therapy and vibrational and frequency science. You can take a pure bottle of water, dear ones. You can put a color gel around it, be it one of the primary colors which create white, and allow your sunlight to go through that color gel into that water. You can drink it. You can water your plants. You can nurture your planet. And not be concerned about others, how others think about it or believe it, if it is your truth and your resonance to be involved with this type modality. To master vibration and frequency will become essential in your ascension process. It is through the mastering of that that you will master the manipulation of energy through consciousness. That is what your ascended masters have done through once walking the planet as you do now and have ascended into a higher state of consciousness. They have mastered vibration and energy through their awareness, through their consciousness, of making it a priority, the priority in their life, if you will, to be in a higher state of being. If each and every one of you were able to do this on a consistent basis, you would ascend. That's what these individuals chose as a priority of their lives, to make it the complete focus of their lives. And they were given a dispensation to be way showers of where you're headed. The process, again, will begin with the relationship with self, moving into world service, and then you move into planetary, galactic, and universal service as well. These are these ascended masters' responsibility, if you will, and priority is planetary and galactic most often. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes. Could you expand a little more about the photon light technology, or what would be our beginning steps to move towards that?
Become aware of the information and the technologies available at present. You have had scientists within your recent incarnational lifespans that brought this wisdom forward once again. And that wisdom came from your ancient past, from civilizations such as Atlantis, via Egypt, via these particular individuals, even within your own lifetime. This information is available to you. You can gather this information and technology through cyberspace, dear one.
Okay.
Google it.
Okay, we'll go on to five.
If anyone has a question online, just hit star 6, and we'll give you just a second. Does anyone have a question online? Star 6. Okay, we're moving on.
Number 5. Leaders apply learned knowledge into wisdom by knowing what has not worked in the past. Your present leaders still believe killing one another in war and attempting to control what you did not create is acceptable.
It is mandatory within the higher realms that you apply wisdom at all times. The definition of wisdom is applied knowledge. Dear humans, you have a lot of knowledge. You have a lot of information stored within your mind, stored within your textbooks. But we, the Council of Archangelic Realms, would like to ask you, how and when and where are you applying this information? Why do you choose to continue killing one another through genocide and wars and spreading of disease unnecessarily and an attempt to annihilate one another when, in effect, you're annihilating yourself? Since you're all connected in a cosmic concept of oneness. Applied knowledge needs to move into wisdom. So how do you do that? Dear ones, stored within the DNA of your hearts, and you have heard this before, is all of the wisdom, the applied knowledge of every lifetime you've ever had. You've heard the expression through our beloved Archangel Michael that you're moving from your believing minds into your knowing, loving hearts and learning to think with your heart. If you so choose, allow this to become a priority within your life. Dear ones, place your hands upon your hearts and trust and know with every beat and every breath you take through those beats is all the wisdom that you need. Allow the mental body to quiet itself, to shut down its clamor for a moment, its chatter, and listen within the silence of the heart, the void, and receive the probabilities and the possibilities of all that there is through your heart. It is the first thing when you begin creating a human being that starts beating. What causes it to beat, dear ones, is that eternal wisdom. Look at a young embryo under a microscope. In the very first few days of the creation of a human being within the womb of its mother, that heart cell begins to beat. It is that eternal life force wisdom, that consciousness, that knowledge into wisdom that allows that cell to move. Trust and know, dear ones, in the hearts that you're holding now is the path to your next decision. And sometimes that decision might be to do nothing, but to simply be in a state of beingness, of calm and love. This is who you are, dear ones. This is your magnificence. This is your divine aspect. This is your creation creating. This is you being God. The wisdom within that heartbeat allowed the creation of every aspect of that miraculous body that your soul is housing in this particular lifetime. That wisdom can never die. It is eternal. It moves with you in your spiritual DNA from lifetime to lifetime, and it will be with you when you leave this frequency completely and go into a formless state of being into eternity. This is who you truly are, dear ones. Are there any questions?
Any questions online?
Read this one principle again, dear one.
Leaders apply learned knowledge into wisdom by knowing what has not worked in the past. Your present leaders still believe killing one another in war and attempting to control what you did not create is acceptable.
Do you wish to continue that or not? Let us proceed.
Number 6. Leaders know how to create conscious teams to manifest new realities. Your leaders today do not know how to affect collective positive change for all, realizing change is all there is.
And as we stated earlier, it all begins with a relationship with self that allows that loving relationship self to move out into the collective, into the community of equality, harmony, and balance. There lies the essential aspect of this principle. Read it again, dear one.
Leaders know how to create conscious teams to manifest new realities. Your leaders today do not know how to affect collective positive change for all, realizing change is all there is.
Do you trust the teams that your leaders are putting together? Do you feel they have your highest good in place? Feel your resonance and your discernment. Leaders in the higher realms know how to put together teams who wish to support the highest good of the collective as a reflection of their healed relationship with self. It all leads back to that pathway of the relationship with self, that self representing all that there is. It's so simple and yet so complex for humanity to focus upon that. There seems to be so many distractions outside of self. Your addiction to your electronics right now is a way to separate you from yourself. The need for the nervous system to be stimulated by stress and drama in order to know that it is worthy enough and good enough to be alive. You're on a precipice of setting yourselves back as a result of this addiction and inability to access self, dear one. We ask you to be aware of that. If you constantly create stress and drama in your life in order to activate your nervous system, to have your intricate system activating, releasing hormones throughout your system and overloading yourself, that's a drug addiction. If you so choose, begin to find time to be quiet, to disconnect from technology and electronics, and to connect with this thinking heart. that actually contains everything that you need. Begin to soothe the nervous system by a reduction of stress and drama to keep it activated, if you so choose. Are there any questions?
You make the statement here, your leaders today do not know how to affect collective positive change for all. I think one of the reasons why voters are so angry is because they don't feel that government is trying to create positive change for all, that it continues that the reins of government have been taken over by the few, the rich and the powerful, and we're not all being served equally.
There are the few controlling the many on your planet. You've heard this many times before, as a result of this unhealed relationship with self. You have a handful of individuals controlling the massive humanity and the governmental and economic systems. In order to keep you in a state of chaos and confusion and upheaval so that you cannot become aware of them. Much of this wisdom has been swept within the concept of conspiracy theories. Dear ones, there are a few controlling the many on this particular planet. It has to do with the origin of your species on this particular planet and how you were manipulated and controlled by these advanced civilizations in your past. To understand your true history and your true origin will assist you in healing that and releasing yourself from the few controlling the many. There has always been enough for all on this particular planet. It was designed and created that way. But for millennia, it has been pillaged by alien and advanced civilizations from other galaxies and other solar systems, as well as the individuals here within their DNA who represent aspects of those civilizations. That does not mean that the divine aspect of yourself was hampered. It still exists. And it's that aspect of yourself that you are in the process of awakening and healing as a result of this manipulated DNA in the past. You have been, in effect, in some ways, dumbed down. And your spiritual DNA and your higher realms are being activated. Your higher chakras are being activated, which is healing this aspect of the manipulation of the past. Again, this is where wisdom comes into play, dear one. By truly knowing, not believing, your history and how you came here and what has happened in the past will allow you to understand how the present is being affected. Again, this information is available to you and you will use your own resonant discernment to make a decision of what you apply and what you do not through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Does that help you, dear ones?
Well, it does, and this is such a big subject, maybe you don't want to tackle it right now, but it kind of leaves us in sort of a conundrum here, because our democracy supposedly was created so that we could begin to create equality. That's the cornerstone of the United States culture, yet we're in a situation where the few are controlling the many. A lot of it springs from what you described as the effects on our DNA. So one sort of question is, well, where do we go from here? How do we change it?
By accessing the original information that came in this particular case, so the origin and the creation of what you call the United States. Look at your founding father papers. These were received by the human beings which began this country from higher realms. It was a collection of wisdom of what had worked and what didn't work in much of your recorded history. It did not take into place in consideration what happened prior to that, because that was not available to most of those individuals. But there was enough information to include several thousand years of civilization on this particular planet to assist in documents that allow you to create a world of equality, harmony, and balance. And to see the elements that diverted you from that reality, but the possibility and the probability of that reality still exists, by looking at these documents which contain an energetic format, if you will, a formula, a pathway of what needs to heal to go forward. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Leaders know no, number seven. Leaders know no one individual is in charge and understand the nature of pluralism. Your present leaders are often motivated by individual greed, wounds, and ego defenses.
Well, we've covered some of this, the relationship with self, the pluralism being the we consciousness. Only through the evolution through me to we can you evolve as a species. And you went through the me aspect as a learning tool. But there's still a component of that third, a third, a third that we spoke of previously that's stuck within that me and does not wish to affect change. But it is essential that you move from a me consciousness into a we consciousness, which is your destiny. Read it again, dear one.
Leaders know no one individual is in charge and understand the nature of pluralism. Your present leaders are often motivated by individual greed, wounds, and ego defenses.
So you have to understand how the wounds are created, how the defenses were created around the wounds, and all this information is available to you through this particular endeavor and many others. And make a choice to begin working on self and healing self, reflecting all that there is, and bringing that out into the world. You cannot control what you did not create. And it is that ignorance and that arrogance and the giving away of self to those who say they are in control. You've seen that dramatically through human slavery. Dear ones, you actually have more slaves on your planet at this time than you've had in any of your recorded histories. Think about that. That one individual thinks they have the right or the ability to control another. But it is a cosmic dance that the two souls come together and decide this is going to take place. So if you so choose in your evolutionary path, to know that you are a divine being that cannot be controlled or enslaved by another, and you set this intention forward and you pay attention to that intention, that is what you will manifest in your life. And your many incarnational cycles on this planet, dear ones, you have been slaves, each of you. You have been masters. You have been men. You have been men. You have been women. You have killed. You have loved. You have experienced every aspect of being human to eventually free yourself from those aspects through a loving relationship with self. Are there any questions?
Press star 6 if you have a question online. Okay, seeing no questions, we're moving on to number 8. Leaders need to fully understand, be responsible, and accountable for their actions. Many of your leaders today are working within fear, doubt, and ignorance.
There's a cosmic equation, dear ones, that many of you have heard. Responsibility equals consequence. When your leaders are not being responsible, or you individually are not being responsible, there is often a consequence not to your liking. Read this again, dear one.
Leaders need to fully understand, be responsible, and accountable for their actions. Many of your leaders today are working within fear, doubt, and ignorance.
So when you're not being responsible, your lifespan of seemingly being in control is doomed and destined to end. And you've repeated that time and time again. We of the higher realms know that through wisdom, you will be responsible for serving for the highest good of all. Through the healed relationship with self, freeing yourself from the wounds and the defenses around those wounds, which as we began this teaching with, those are the types of individuals that are seemingly in leadership capacities in your world now. So it is our intention not to affect immediate shift tomorrow. This will be a process. So you begin to look at each one of those within yourself and allow that to mirror out into your world to affect the decisions that you make through your freedom of choice and freedom of will regarding yourself and those that you choose to be in positions of leadership. You are in process with this. You are moving forward as a result of the ascension process of the planet. The divine destiny of the planet and all of you is at hand. It will take place. How and when and where you choose for it to take place will be your decision. Some of you will make it being a part of this particular planet. Some of you will do it off planet in another galaxy or another solar system within this galaxy. So we ask you to periodically review these in timely retrospective of what's taking place politically within your country and your world, and ask yourselves, what do I choose? Are there any questions, dear one?
When I was looking at number 8 about leaders need to be, to fully understand, be responsible and accountable, I was thinking of how many of our leaders who brought us into wars, especially the last two with Iraq and Afghanistan, and how so many world councils have called for some of our past leaders to answer. And, of course, they never had to, and they were never accountable for the hundreds of thousands of people who were killed and died in those bloody wars. But then you brought it back to us and invite us to look at these principles in terms of our own behavior, which is also a wake-up call for the responsibility each one of us holds for adhering to these principles.
It's the solution. And through that, the authenticity and the transparency, that is missing in what you are revealing will come forward. Because within the higher realms, you're authentic as a result of your relationship, your healed relationship with self, which allows you to be telepathically transparent. We know what each other are thinking, so there can be no deceit or denial of deceit, but there's no desire to be so. You're in the process of regaining your telepathy, your teleportation, if you will. Can you imagine what your world would be like if you all knew the truth through actually knowing what someone was thinking? It would solve a lot of your dilemmas, would it not? Mm-hmm. If you knew what each of you were thinking, it will take away the non-truth. There's very little truth in your world. And as you have heard many times and chiseled on many of your monuments, the truth will set you free. So we ask you, dear ones, as we share these wisdoms with you, what do you choose? It's up to you through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, and it all begins with each and every one of you being an indispensable aspect of the whole. Are there any questions in closing, dear ones?
Any questions?
Does anyone online have any questions? Anyone want to ask anything? You're all unmuted. No questions?
Well, I think we're complete. So do you have any final statement to make us? Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, dear ones. And we ask you to review these periodically. And know it is something to aspire to. That you're not quite yet there, but here's your template. Here's your blueprint. And in your vernacular, this is how we do it. We consciously do it. Good night, dear ones.
Good night. Good night. Well, I just want to remind everyone that this is from a new book out called Divine Discussions. It's available in print and Kindle, and it's at booksellers. You can find it at Amazon.com. And tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can make your love offering at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Good night, Maria.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.